you'll find that it's stranger than known. Signs in the street that say where you're going are somewhere just being their own. Nowhere is their warmth to be found among those afraid of losing their ground. Sound in places, small faces unbound.
Thank you, folks, so much. Thank you very much.
Vocal up.
Monitor, yeah. I can't hear anything, yeah. No, there he's running. Thanks, folks, so much. You know, Herb and I are from California natives. Well, you know that because it's very rare out there because we were born out there. And I think Herb's second generation, I'm third generation, whatever all that means. It means that we were born out there and we watched that state when it was really great and still nice out there. But point being, we grew up listening to Buck Owens and Merle Haggard. And we listened to a lot of country music up where Herb came from in Northern California. And I listened to it down in the San Diego County area. And we heard our bluegrass about the same time. Didn't know each other till about 1963. We were 18 years old, we met each other in L.A. It's all over then.
Downhill.
Yeah. But big influence on us was Buck Owens. We lost him about 4 or 5 years ago now. We did spend some time with him a week before he passed away. Such an innovative guy in country music. Loved bluegrass. Loved. He was taking banjo lessons from Herb, as a matter of fact. We're going to do a song for you, a couple of them. One is he did with a good pal of ours, Dwight Yoakam. I'm dropping names tonight.
It's okay.
Dean Martin and friends of ours.
Not, Yeah.
But Dwight and Buck did this song called The Streets of Bakersfield. Bakersfield, California is what I'm talking about. Right in the agricultural belt where good country music started out there.
Yeah.
Do Streets of Bakersfield, then we'll do a little surprise number, one of Buck's good ballads for you.